The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on the show is go through our live rates for some different programs. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be 95% CLTV cash out loans. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us through that loan type. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our pricing. So, Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up the pricing tool and see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right. Switch my screens and we will check it out. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. This will show us the general rates and the APR for today. It is April 9th, just after 11 a.m. There's going to be a lot of news this week, so we'll keep watching the rates here. We will set up a basic scenario so we can compare the APR across the programs here. If you'd like a full loan estimate that breaks down all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers to help you out. For the scenario, we'll set up a $400,000 loan amount for all our demos here. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that with FHA for this morning. And then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options here using alternative income. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, let us know. We do some episodes on that as well. And same thing for USDA, that's only for eligible properties. Please check out some of the past episodes if you're interested in those areas. We'll start today with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, a 30-year fixed standard loan here, primary occupancy, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos today, we use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt to income ratio here of 40%. So let's check the basic rates today, and not much action yet. Same as yesterday, pretty much here, 6.624 rate, 2.125 discount points, final APR 6.890. So good option for our customers looking for conventional, and we'll continue to watch this as we get some inflation news this week. And typically, the next option we want to compare for most borrowers, if they don't qualify for a conventional option, is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario so that we can compare apples to apples. However, FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues and credit events, as well as a much higher debt-to-income ratio. But we'll keep everything identical so we can compare programs exactly here. So for FHA, again, about the same as yesterday here, 5.75 rate, 2.375 discount points of cost there, puts the final APR at 6.687. So a good option here for our borrowers that need to use FHA. It's actually cheaper than conventional in this example, and our customers that can qualify for both, definitely check out FHA. Sometimes it might be a little bit cheaper, like it is in this example here today. Remember, this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance, so that is the final cost, very comparable for our customers that need to use this option. Now, if unfortunately our customer for any reason doesn't qualify for FHA or conventional, typically most other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer. But that's where we love to present our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we can help our customers out using alternative income. So everything will stay identical. Now we get a new option that pops up where we pick non-QM, where we can change the income type. So if our customer doesn't qualify for conventional or FHA using full doc, which is 2 years of tax returns, we'll want to take advantage of an alternative here. We have asset-related programs we've done episodes on. Check those out. Business bank statement programs. The investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those in a minute. Personal bank statement 12-month is what we always use for the demo here. That's our most popular version. We also have RSU, stated income, BOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options. But the 12-month bank statement is the most popular, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. When our self-employed borrowers submit their tax returns, they may have various write-offs or just may need a little bit of help to get some extra income. Either way, we can help them out. No tax returns at all. Just their last 12 bank statements are used here. And we'll determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% using just the cash in the bank. So this helps many self-employed borrowers qualify where they would otherwise not. So, bank statement options look like it ticked up just a hair. 7% rate, 2.425 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 7.411. But remember, conventional was at 6.8 something, so we're within still about a half a point of conventional. So our customers that need to use these options, definitely very comparable, just a slight bit higher than conventional in cost, and it allows our customers to get the home where they would otherwise not qualify. Now, there's hundreds of variations here. Once we get into non-QM, as we scroll down, you'll see hundreds of different options. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit events, and some may allow different ways to calculate the income. So please get with our team to find which of the hundreds of options will work best for you. And for our final demos, we always want to do live pricing for investment properties. So we'll set up the same scenario, $400,000 loan, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll compare our options for investment properties for conforming conventional options. And we'll compare that to non-QM expanded guideline options. Remember, the government programs don't work for investors. FHA, VA, USDA are not eligible here. So we'll start with conforming conventional. We'll keep everything identical as other demos. We only change the occupancy to investment here. So let's check out the options. And about the same as before. So as has been the case here, portfolio option at the top, not a true conventional, but it does come in a little bit cheaper today, 6.875 rate, 3.375 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.277. Uses the same guidelines, but doesn't have the same price adjustments that Fannie and Freddie require. First true Fannie and Freddie option here is this one's Fannie, this one's Freddie, so either or here, both are eligible. 7% rate, 3.375 discount points, put the final APR at 7.406. So pretty comparable here. This one does have the price adjustments, this one does not. So our investors out there looking to use conventional, definitely compare these two. Definitely recommend all of our investors check out the final option here, which is our non-QM options. So we'll set up the final live pricer demo with the same scenario. And this time we'll select expanded guidelines, aka non-QM here. So the first thing we need to pick is our income type. Most popular income type for an investment is the DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment information from our borrower. We just use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value, stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the rents can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have ratios under one available, but for the demo, we'll put 1.5 so we can see all the most common options. And prepayment penalty is standard on these programs. 3 years is what we always choose for the demo. There are options for no prepay that will cost a little bit more. And there are options for 5-year prepay, which does save our borrowers some money, but those limit what shows up. So we always choose 3 years to show the most common options here for DSCR. Still smoking, under 7% rate, 6.875 rate, 3.15 discount points and costs. Put the final APR at 7.359. So absolutely amazing options here for DSCR. Still beating conventional, which is amazing. So I'd say 100% of investors want to take advantage of these options. And if we scroll down here, tons of flexibility. Some of these may allow credit events, bankruptcies, foreclosures, different ways to calculate income, short-term rental income, all kinds of options here when we scroll through the hundreds of variations. So please get with our team to find the best. And now let me switch my screens up again, and we'll get into Jose's deep dive topic for today. Always a trick up our sleeve here, where we can allow our customers to do a cash out up to 95% CLTV. So that's the trick The trick there is CLTV, not LTV, which some people might be saying, hey, that's not possible. It is not possible to do a 95% LTV, but Jose is about to show you how we can work the system to do a 95% CLTV. So Jose, why don't you explain the concept a little bit there, and then let's check out some live examples.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Very important distinction there that Nick made between 95% LTV and 95% CLTV. CLTV is our combined loan to value. So Fannie and Freddie on their agency products, right, our conventional Fannie and Freddie Mac products do allow a CLTV up to 97%, actually, depending on credit scores and everything like that. We have 97% CLTV is possible. At the current moment, our highest CLTV that we can attain with our HELOC is 95%. So in this case, what's going to be the limiting factor is not going to be the Fannie or Freddie guidelines, but the guidelines of the product that we are going to be combining with the first mortgage to reach our 95% CLTV. Now, this is a interesting structure that we do here, because if you structure the first mortgage, first mortgage as a cash out, then on one unit properties, your max LTV is going to be 80%, right? If it's a cash out. However, if you structure it as a rate and term, then you're going to have the same maximum CLTV that you would have for a purchase, right? So in this case, our highest CLTV would be 97%. So let me show you the options that I have for you here, because what we could do here is then we can structure the first mortgage as a rate and term, so we can get rate and term rates on the first, and then our second will be a HELOC, and then it'll have its own terms, and it'll go up to whatever we are allowed to go on our agency guidelines, which is 95, but then it'll be restricted by the maximum CLTV of the HELOC, which is 95. So guidelines for agency, let us go up to 97, but the HELOC says 95 is the max. So that is what we do here. So we have our first set up as a rate and term up to 80% LTV. And then we have a 15% HELOC for our CLTV of 95%. Now, I will state, very important to note, that this program has a minimum credit score of 740 to be able to go to 95% CLTV. That restriction is by the HELOC, not by the Fannie or Freddie Mac guidelines. So here are 15% LTV HELOC is $112,500, and our first mortgage is $600,000. And then we have here our lowest rate option on the first is 7.625. Excuse me, lowest cost option. Got that backwards. Our lowest cost option on the first is 7.625 at a cost of 0.75 points. And our lowest rate option is 7%. And then that's our $600,000 loan. And then we combine that with our HELOC of $112,500 at 12.25% for a monthly payment of $1,148. Now, as you all know, the benefit of the HELOC is for the customer to get on an accelerated repayment plan to bring the balance down, because on a HELOC, you only pay interest on what you owe. So if you start paying down the balance, you will also have lower interest expense. That's the big benefit of the HELOC. So again, 760 plus credit and 95% CLTV. So our next option is at the minimum credit score to be able to go to 95% CLTV. So we have our 740 to 759 credit. So costs do go up a little bit. So here we have 7.625 at a cost of 1.375. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.125. So if I compare that to the other scenario here, we have a difference of approximately 0.625 in the cost of the rate. That was our increase in the first mortgage. And then the HELOC increased only 0.125. So we went from 12.25 to 12.375 for our same 95% CLTV. So even though today's show is about 95% CLTV, let me show you a couple other options as we go down the scores. So here I'm showing you 700 to 719. Even though, remember, below 740, it is going to be 90% max CLTV. That's the restriction by the HELOC, not by the first mortgage. So in this case, rates do go up a little bit on the first due to our lower credit score of 700. So here, 7.875 is our lowest cost option at 2 points cost. And you can buy that down to 7.5% at a cost of 2.375 points. As far as for the HELOC, now our HELOC is reduced to 75,000 because now, remember, our CLTV is 90% and our interest rate is 12.75. This is our $75,000 HELOC, which is for 10% of the value, or 10% LTV HELOC, 12.75 for a maximum CLTV of 90%. So, putting it more into context, the lowest credit score at which we can still go up to a 90% CLTV is 680. So I have this option for you, 90% CLTV for a 680 credit score. Our first mortgage rate does go up a little bit more, or at least the cost goes up. The rate remains the same. So now we have 7.625 rate costing 2.5 points. That's the only option I was given that was compliant rate. And our HELOC does go up a little bit now due to the lower credit score of 680. CLTV remains at 90, but our rate is now 13.375% for our 90% CLTV option with a 680 score. And then my last example here is actually to show you a purchase. Now that we're talking about HELOC combos, we do have our 95% HELOC combo purchase option. As you can see, same rates as we had on our rate and term refi, right? 7.625 is our lowest cost option there. And the HELOC, again, will be, in this case, if it's a piggyback transaction like we're doing here, there's a little bit of a credit there. So instead of being at 12.25%, we are at 12% for our HELOC combo 95% LTV purchase. Benefits of this program, besides that you don't have mortgage insurance, right? And you can get on an accelerated repayment plan on the HELOC. This is a great option if you want to get a jumbo loan with 5% down, because then we increase the loan amount on the first up to the Fannie Mae limit. In this case, for South Florida, it's $726,200. That would be my 95% LTV of whatever value I was at. And then I would add a HELOC. Or should I say that would be my maximum, whatever my LTV was. And then I would add a HELOC to make up the difference. So hopefully I would be at no more than 80% on that first mortgage. And then I would combine that with my HELOC down here so that I would have my combined loan, no mortgage insurance, conventional loan on the first, and a HELOC so we don't have to get a jumbo loan. So many ways to use a HELOC, but primarily today's lesson was how to get 95% CLTV on your cash out refinance transaction.
Okay. All right. I don't see any questions, so I think we can wrap it up here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.